We come to the end today in the book of Genesis of the longest short story in the Bible. It's been going on now for several chapters, the story of Joseph. And Joseph is clearly a type of the Lord. He was handed over by his own brethren. And then he was raised, as it were. He was let out of prison. And became the prime minister of the country under the king. And now they're frightened. These brothers are frightened. And so they said, now, you see, before your father died, he gave us these instructions. You shall say to Joseph, Jacob begs you to forgive the criminal wrongdoing of your brothers who treated you so cruelly. And what's Joseph's response? This is where you see the Lord Christ existing, as it were, in Joseph. Joseph is a type of our Lord. Huh? Joseph said, first he broke into tears, and then he said, have no fear, can I take the place of God? Even though you meant harm to me, God meant it for good, to achieve his present end, the survival of many people. That's the crucifixion. This is a great example of this insight that the fathers, that were first the authors of the New Testament, and then the fathers of the church had about the meaning of the Old Testament, you see. The Old Testament is the New Testament yet to be fully developed. Or, as they used to say, novus latet in vetere, vetus patet in novo. The New Covenant is hidden in the Old. And it becomes clear in the new, the old does. See, this is a story of betrayal, of murder, or at least attempted murder, and reconciliation. Now, when we see these things, if we pray, we will see that that's the presence of Christ already there. And this is what gives us help in understanding the mystery of Christ. Irenaeus has a beautiful passage where the Logos was always present. He spoke with Abraham. He showed Noah how to build the ark. He was present. I didn't know anything. And I was reading the Bible in the monastery. I was about 20 years old, I think. And I came to that part where David is weeping over Absalom. Remember, he told Joab, save my son. And Joab, who was a murderer to begin with, said, there, we could finish this problem off once and for all, because there was Absalom hanging by his long hair from a branch on a tree. So he took 3 javelins and ran him through and killed him. Now, when David found that out, he wept. And he said, Absalom, my son, Absalom, who would grant to me that I could die for you? When I read that, this was just a grace, I said, that's Jesus. He did die for us. We're all rebellious. You know, we're all done enough to kill him. And his response is, you see, I will die for you. And so I was so convinced of that. And of course, I didn't know anything. I mean, I didn't know scripture. I didn't know theology. I didn't know anything. But I knew that there is an anticipated realization of the mystery of Jesus. And that, of course, is the way that We read the Old Testament. They got out through the Red Sea. That's baptism. Paul says so. In other words, these words of Joseph, even though you meant harm to me, God meant it for good, to achieve his present end, the survival of many people. I wonder how many Pharisees, Paul would be one, agreed to the crucifixion. And then, you know, were bathed and purified and saved in the blood of Christ. And this plan of God, which is still going on. And so, when the fathers of the church speak this way, I know that they're speaking the truth. See, David weeping over Absalom is an anticipation, a pre-temporal realization of the mystery of Christ. Just as when we forgive those who have harmed us, it is a participation in the same mystery of Christ. And that's why there's only one book. It has two parts, preparation and fulfillment. Old and new, we call it. But there's one mystery, the mystery of Christ, who reaches from one end of the world to the other. The fathers are a delight to read in this way because they saw it. And I'm sure that if it weren't for that grace that day, hot summer day, I don't know when I would have finally caught on. But when you read a text like that one, huh? Even though you meant harm to me, God meant it for good to achieve his present end, the survival of many people, including yourselves, my brothers. You tried to kill me, but God prevented it so that I could save you. Well, that's a foretaste. We did actually kill Christ so that he could save us. It's and so that's the punchline of the longest short story in the Bible, is this vision. Now, just a word about the gospel, huh? This is the missionary discourse in Matthew. You know, there's five big discourses in Matthew, right? In imitation of the five books of the Torah. Because God spoke those five books, and God speaks these discourses of Jesus. He's the Son of God. This one is about go on out and preach. And he says, finally, don't worry of those who kill the body but cannot kill the body. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Go out, preach, speak, talk. Tell the world who I am and what I've done for them. They don't know. How many in this whole world have I brought to me, baptized, plunged into my Son, fed them on the body and blood of my Son? Why? So that you could tell the rest of the world who I really am. We're doing this now in the community, you know, this evangelization thing. And people are responding. You know, people want to come and learn. That's the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Don't you see? And as we see our country, you know, going down the drain into the sewer, the Lord is saying, stop it. Stop it by telling people about who I am. Speak it. And so, that's the gospel. And you see, and don't worry, you see, you're worth more than many sparrows. My Father takes care of these sparrows. He'll take care of you. I might get killed. Where are you going to go then? be with God forever. I often think of that. A guy comes in the door here and says, anybody who believes in Christ, stand up. Well, we'd all stand up saying, I hope you can shoot straight, you know. I just as soon get this over with as fast as possible. But there's mystery here, you see, about this fulfillment. If we want to see Jesus in anticipation, not the pure white light of the Word of God incarnate, but a little participation in it, then think about Joseph, what he did, and why the author was inspired to record it, is an anticipated realization of the Word of God incarnate.